Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Broke yesterday. I guess they bought the property for the new Buc-ee's down in Palmer Lake. People aren't happy about it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I thought they done that everybody deal. Refused it.
So they approved. Yeah, it was a 4-1 vote, and they approved the annex. So Buc-ee's is entitled to buying that space.
Yep, they're going to move
because
closer.
They have a school bus up there. Have you seen the school bus?
Where?
Yeah.
They parked a school bus right where that property
and
is.
It's got the Buc-ee's Beaver logo, and it's got X's all over it.
No Buc-ee's.
Yeah, they're not happy.
So the people that are against it parked the bus there?
People are so mad about this Buc-ee's.
I saw these people talking about it on TV. Here's the report on it.
The Palmer Lake Board of Trustees approving a controversial plan paving the way for Colorado's second Buc-ee's. This happened just minutes ago.
And many people living in that area pushing back against the mega gas station known for having hundreds of pumps, saying it would ruin their quiet town.
Now the rest stop can now annex the land west of I-25 on County Line Road. Fox 31's Greg Nieto was at the Palmer Lake Town Hall meeting tonight and has brand new reaction for us live. Greg?
The majority of Palmer Lake residents and those from surrounding cities and towns say they don't want a Buc-ee's like the one up in Johnstown. There were a handful, though, who say they would be in favor. Let's hear from both.
You know, there's no fire hydrants there, so it's obviously a fire risk. Somebody throwing a cigarette butt out the window, whatever car, gas pump catching on fire, more traffic is going to increase those chances.
As a Palmer Lake property owner, this is very important that you critically consider approving this and accepting this. It'll be the best thing for our town. There will be a lot of outside extraneous influence, as you can see.
The fight is on.
I don't like it. I like Palmer Lake. I like the little town feel. You know, but I'm like a little town person. I think they should have put it in Pueblo because that's like the next stop for me.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it's going to change that area for good. I mean, it's gone as far as what you have today. Now, progress, can you stop it? I don't know. I mean, I see both sides of this argument.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I think they could have moved it on down just a little bit further so it doesn't impact that area as much.
And there's nothing in Pueblo. That would be great for Pueblo.
Yeah, we have enough Buc-ee's. We got one north.
North, that's good enough. Pueblo, super south. That would be great.
Yeah, and I like Buc-ee's. Don't get me wrong. We love Buc-ee's. But I don't know, man. It's going to really change that area. Those people are fighting. But, you know, I guess they voted for the annex yesterday. They're looking at money because that money is going to be huge for that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the money, Jamie. It's all about the money.
Money.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.